Madison Island, 30 miles. I sighed with relief when I saw the road sign. My two-day road trip from New York to home was nearing an end. When I'd packed my bags after the last fight with Derek, I'm sure he'd expected me to only stay at a hotel for a few days, to take some time to calm down. He hadn't bothered to call until after he'd gotten served with the divorce papers. I tightened my grip on the wood-grain steering wheel and mentally forced any tears to stay put. "Come home and stop with the dramatics," his condescending voice taunted me. Whenever I called him on his crap, I was always being dramatic, blowing things out of proportion. It was always me. But not this time. Not when he'd paraded. I shook my head and sat up straighter in the plush leather seat of my Audi. I was done giving my energy to a man who didn't respect me. I'd mourn the time I'd wasted, but no more, after realizing he had zero intentions of apologizing. Not that he ever did, without there being a but included. I'd gotten the bug to get farther away. I longed for simpler, a place where I could almost remove the mask and relax just a little bit more. Almost.